This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossings. Patient first name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, last name is McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is 1/12/1945. Date of evaluation is 11/11/2022. Chief complaint, psychiatric assessment for management of dementia, anxiety, history of psychosis, and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 77 years old female who was admitted here on 10/29/22 upon transfer from Sinai Grace Hospital. Patient's chart indicates a history of cerebrovascular disease, dementia, muscle weakness, dysphagia, hypertension, seizures, protein calorie malnutrition, gastrostomy. Patient is very confused and is an extremely poor historian. She was lying in bed. She talks in a very low voice, and which is very difficult to be understood. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, or circumstances leading to her placement here. She kept on saying that she's hungry, and when I inquired further, she asked for some juice. Period. Staff reports that she does bizarre behaviors like biting her clothes. Here I spoke to patient's guardian. Mr. James McDonald, who stated that the mom started having memory problems 3 years ago. And apparently her condition has gotten worse since she had a stroke in June of this year. The patient used to work for Detroit Public School as a teacher's aide for 30 years. Patient had a daughter who passed away at a very young age. She has two sons, and one son is a guardian. Next paragraph, review of systems. A general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, unable to assess cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, unable to assess musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, unable to assess next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, not known, prior history of suicide attempts, not known, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, not known, social history, a number of children, two sons, current employment. I used to work for Detroit Public School as a teacher's aide. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required to perform a chart, nursing, as well as phone conversation with patient's guardian, James McDonald. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, medical history, PC medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history not known, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed. Seroquel 12.5 milligram twice a day, Ativan 0.5 milligram Q4 hours PRN. Next paragraph, mental status exam. Next paragraph, under blood pressure 180 88 over 97, pulse 61, respiration 17, expected general, thin looking female, demeanor, uncooperative, motor movement, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, disfluent, difficult to be understood, mood, unable to assess effect, constricted thought processes, confused thought content, no spontaneous reports of any thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, history of hallucinations, per sun, and bizarre behaviors like biting clothes, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self only, memory unable to assess but appears to be severely impaired, attention, concentration poor, frontal knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, sleep poor, and appetite poor. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, unspecified dementia, moderate with psychotic symptoms, F03.B2, plans continue, Seroquel as prescribed, your benefit seems to outweigh risks. No GDR indicated, considering risk of worsening of hallucinations and bizarre behaviors. Number two, unspecified dementia, moderate with anxiety, F03.B4. Plans continue, Ativan as prescribed. Continue behavioral interventions, peer anticipate patient's needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition. Next paragraph, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period patient is being followed by hospice. Period notify our service for any persistent increase in mood disturbance, anxiety or psychotic symptoms. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Peer will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative check common side effects of antipsychotics, anti-anxiety medications, risk-benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment, benefits of current medication seem to outweigh risks. End of dictation.